Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Hanukkah. The Gemara in Masechet Yoma, Daf Tadvav Amud Bet, and then the beginning of Tadzayin Amud Aleph, describes a specific building that was found on Har Habayit, and it was called the Beit HaMoked or the Beit HaMokad. It was a domed building on the northern side of the Azara. And it was called the Beit HaMoked because it was the only indoor room, that had a fire. And it is where the Kohanim slept. And it was the fire that kept them warm. There was an opinion which says that the fire was there as a backup fire in case the Mizbeach fire went out. But it was Beit HaMoked or Beit HaMokad. And the Gemara there in Masechet Yoma describes that this room... this building had four rooms, four compartments. The Gemara describes what these compartments did. One of the compartments, one of the rooms in the Beit HaMoked was on the northeastern corner in the Beit HaMoked. And the Gemara says as follows, Mizrachit Tzvonit, in the northeastern room in the Beit HaMoked, Ba Ganzu Beit Hashmonai Avnei Mizbeach Sheshkatzum Malchei Yavan. The northeastern room in the Beit HaMoked. Again, the Beit HaMoked was in the north side of the Azara, and in the northeastern room in the Beit HaMoked, it had one job. It did one thing, and it held on to. It kept Gniza. It held on to the stones of the Mizbeach that the Malchei Yavan destroyed and made Tamei in the days of the Hanukkah story. And it was only when the Hashmonaim came back and rededicated Chanukat HaMizbeach, rededicated the Mizbeach, that they were able to take these stones out of this room and rededicate the Mizbeach and the Beit HaMikdash in general, and to last a further century before Rachmana Litzlan, it was eventually destroyed. Anyway, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Bet Amud Bet, also repeats this description, Mizrachit Tzvonit Ba Ganzu Beit Hashmonai Et Avnei HaMizbeach Sheshkatzu Anshei Yavan. In the Gemara's version in Avodah Zarah Nun Bet, it doesn't say Sheshkatzum Malchei Yavan. The Gemara says Sheshkatzum Anshei Yavan. That's something that we're going to keep in mind and come back to in a few moments. Anyway, in that Gemara, Rav Sheshet asked the following question. Sheshkatzu le'avodat kochavim. How is it possible? And this is the way Rashi understands this question. How is it possible for the Malchei Yavan, how is it possible for the non-Jews to even be metame the Mizbeach? It's impossible. And Rashi, understanding this this question on that Gemara, Rashi understands it as follows. He says, Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo. A person is unable, is not allowed, is physically, or I should say halachically, unable to make something prohibited unless it is theirs. But Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo. But that person has no authority, no ability, to prohibit something that doesn't belong to them. For example, if I have a soda sitting in front of me, I am able to say, I make a neder that I will not get benefit, I will not get hana from that soda. And I can do that. That's a neder. And I have every right to do that. It's a very important hashkafic idea. It's a very important halachic idea that my words are powerful, that I have the ability to aser that soda. It's mutter to everybody. Not only that, it was mutter to me a few seconds ago, but I can make it usser, literally usser to me, and if I drink that soda now, I'm over belav. Okay, that's fine. What I cannot do, though, is that if you have a soda sitting in front of you, I cannot come along and say, that soda is prohibited to you. I don't have that authority. I don't have the permission, the halachic permission, for me to say that soda that is yours is usser to you. Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo. So, says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, how is it possible? How is it possible for the Malchei Yavan or the Anshei Yavan to even be Metamei the Beit HaMikdash and the Mizbeach? How is it possible? The Gemara, Rav Papa there, quotes a pasuk, Ba'u ba pritzim v'chilaluha, is a Gzeirat HaKatuv. It's a Gzeirat HaKatuv. The Torah comes along, the Navi comes along and tells me, you're right. I agree that normally ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo. However, in this case, it's allowed. We're able to. It's a special gzeirat hakatuv. The way I just described the answer of the Gemara is the way the Ramban understands the Gemara. Rashi, however, understands the Gemara a little differently. Rashi says there in Avodah Zarah, mikevan shenichnesu ovdei kochavim lahechal yatsu kelav lechulin. V'kevan denafke lechulin, kaninhu behefkera. V'havu lehu didhu, and it's really theirs. In other words, says Rashi, once the non-Jews came in to the Azara, to the Heichal, and to the Heichal, the Kalim came out, so to speak, from, they left, yatsu lechulin. They were no longer tahor, they became chulin. And once, in other words, once the Jews lost control of the Azara, once the Jews lost control of the Heichal, it became Hefker. Kaninu behefkera. It became Hefker. And therefore the non-Jews did have halachic authority to be metameit. Of course, there's still some level of Kedusha on Harabait, no question about it. But vis-a-vis this din, says Rashi, the Gzeirat HaKasuv is coming along and telling me that there is no longer ba'alut. The Jews no longer had control of the Beit HaMikdash and therefore didn't have the authority to hold on to it. And therefore the non-Jews had the ability to be metameh the Mizbeach and the rest of the Beit HaMikdash in this regard. That's Ramban, that's Rashi. It does seem, it's possible, Rav Sternbach understands that the Rambam understands this whole Gemara differently. How does the Rambam understand this Gemara? The Rambam understands this Gemara very similar to the Balamor. The Balamor, there's a Sefer called Sefer Hamor that was written by Zerachia ben Yitzchak Halevi of Gerandi. He died in the late 12th century. He wrote a sefer called the Sefer Hamor, and therefore he is called the Baal Hamor. The Balamor answers the question very differently. The Balamor says something in very briefly, but has very shocking halachic ramifications and very instructive hashkafic ramifications. The Balamor says that the pasuk that is quoted in the Gemara is teaching me something not in halacha, so to speak. It's teaching me a chidush in the mitziyut. We don't even know what happened in the Beit HaMikdash. Says the Balamor, do you know who destroyed that part of the Beit HaMikdash? Do you know who was mechalel, the kedusha of the Mizbeach and the Heichal? It was the Anshei Yavan. That's why the Gemara changed it to Anshei Yavan. It wasn't the Malchei Yavan, it was the Jews, the Mityavnim. It was the Jews themselves who were enamored with Greek culture, Greek philosophy, and during the time of the Gzeirot of Antiochus, they left Yadus, Rachmana Litzlan, and they became Yavanim, so to speak. And it was they who went into the Harabait, it was they who went into the Azara, and into the Heichal, and it was those were the ones who were metameh, the avanim of the Mizbeach. It's an incredible halachic, the machloket, Balamor, and Rashi, and Ramban, and where does the Rambam fit in? But there's also very important hashkafic ramifications. Again, according to the Balamor, it was the Jews who went into Harabait, and were metameh, the stones. Amazing. So therefore, the halachic answer is, yeah, sure, ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo, but it was theirs. They were Jews. They were Jews. And they had the authority, literally, to be metameh the Mizbeach. That's the Balamor's pshat. And so powerful in hashkafic terms. First of all, number one, even a mityaven, even a Jew, who was enamored by the Greek philosophy and Greek culture and left Rachman and Itzlan, even they who left Rachman and Itzlan Torah and became the Greek, so to speak, they still had a halachic and hashkafic connection to the Beit HaMikdash. Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. We know that the Hashem, Hashem are two different midot of Hashem. The first Hashem, so to speak, is before the chait. But the second Hashem is even after the chait. Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is still there for you, even after the Aveira. And here we have it in halachic terms. Bnei Yisrael are always, forever, connected, whether they know it or not, whether they like it or not, whether they want to accept it or not. They have the connection, infinite and eternal connection to Har HaBayit, to the Beit HaMikdash, to the Avoda. And when times are good, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it welcomes every single Jew to come back in. Rachman and Tzlan, this is a terrible story that they went back and were Mechalel the Azara and Mechalel the Mizbeach. But there's always a connection. But number two, another message perhaps of Hanukkah is that every single one of us has the power, Rachman el Itzlan, Chas v'Shalom, to be Metame. But that also means that we have the ability, every single Jew, near and far, committed and not yet committed, religious and not yet religious, every single Jew can see the light. Every single Jew has a connection to Eretz Yisrael and to Am Yisrael and to the Mikdash in Yerushalayim. And it's our job, those of us who are lucky enough and blessed enough and fortunate enough to be connected to the Mikdash today, you and me, it's our responsibility to spread that light. And so that even the Mityavnim of today will not, chas v'shalom, be metameh the Mikdash, but we together will rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, metayer the Beit HaMikdash, we'll have our own Chanukat HaMizbeach, Emir Tashem, b'mehera v'yameinu, have a Chag Chanukah Sameach.